Blog Talk Radio.
The hits just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad of radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct.
Sophia Alexandria.
I am in the house. What's going on?
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject.
Yeah. Once again, live in effect, Stephanie. And we are direct to you, coming at you real live and right here, doing for you today. We're just trying to get a little bit of something done today, but you know what it is. The weather's beautiful out there, 72 degrees out there, live and right in effect for you. You know, crossing the board, I think the weather's looking pretty good. You know, a little bit of drizzle going out there and out there in the world, you know what I'm saying, and keep on going. You know, beyond that, beyond the weather reports, you know, we just basically wanted to let you know, the COVID restrictions are going down. You know, certain things are being lifted. People are starting to enjoy themselves. So, you know, but without that, any further ado, Powerhouse Squad, sound up. Sister Sophia, are you in the house?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
All right, Brother Tone, are you in the house?
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
All right. Just let you all know, you know, today we won't be just doing a little short show because, you know what, we want everybody to enjoy themselves and enjoy this environment. It's beautiful outside. I don't know about where you are at, but on my part of the world right now, it is hot, humid, and man, it is something. Woo. So, but first what you're going to do, what we're going to do is we are going to hit the news.
What's going on, man? We're going to kick it off.
The NSF Radio Studios in Sanford, Maine, bringing you local and national and international news, keeping you updated to the current events. It's NSF Radio News. Your host, Brother Alfred of the Powerhouse Squad. So, let's get into it, and let's get ready to stay informed.
All right. So, Brother Tone, what you got for us for the news today?
War is not the answer. Let's start off with that. War is not the answer. That's how we're kicking off this weekly news. This week's news start off, war is not the answer. So there's a lot of people out there right now holding out, burning candles, eating chicken feet right now, hoping that their fearless leader, number 45, is reinstated as the president of the United States this coming August. Have you heard the news?
No.
You just heard it now.
No.
But in other news, one of his cabinet members that was that he excused from their prison stint has called for the Trumpsters to actually get ready for a coup. So
what?
That's why I'm starting out with war is not the answer. Yeah, it's a call to arms for them to actually start a coup in America. You know, and this is coming from Michael Cohen. Unfortunately, you've already gotten in trouble. You've had your slap on the wrist, and then you was excused because your good buddy was president of the United States, and here you are trying to incite yet another march on Washington, D.C., which is kind of funny. So just put this into perspective. So we know what happened on January 6th. It actually came, believe it or not, it was actually 100 years after Tulsa, burning down Black Wall Street. Ironically, not on the day, but to the year, 100 years after that. Another thing that you want to keep in mind in this news week, which is kind of interesting, is it's time to make some money, y'all. Time to make some money.
Well, hey, I'm listening.
We can't say it anymore, man. Investing is at an all-time high. It's people that have taken tips from the past. Some people were holding a stock by the name of AMC at $9, $10 a $9 to $10 a share. They were holding out with hopes, and this is coming from the Reddit scandal, quote unquote. It's not really a scandal, but that's what they describe it as. They were holding the stock, and just 2 days ago, the stock went up to $60 a share. They were holding on for dear life, and it actually panned out for them. So some people got paid upward 50 times the amount of the shares that they was holding. So it's definitely a good time, man. Keep your ear to the street. Keep your heart to the street. Whoa. Become more financially literate.
Ching-ching.
And cha-ching. That's right. Last note here, government starting to get ready to issue out those $300 checks for those parents that have children. That is something that they're going to push through for the rest of 2021. Also, if you receive SNAP benefits, check your balance because they are randomly putting money on the SNAP cards right now to get people through. So you may see an increase there. It varies from state to state. So, again, check your state record, see what they got going on as far as your benefits being extended.
Hmm.
Anything else to add, Sister Sophia?
I'm
going to add you for you.
well, I do hear something going on right now. We heard about Mr. Benjamin Yahoo, dealing with his seat and position in Israel might be challenged and might be overturned after, I believe, 30 to 20 something plus years, if I'm correct. He has an opposition who actually is in bed with a Palestine leader and authority, and they are looking to remove him from power. Mr. Yahoo is, could lose his position because they are people. The people are not satisfied with his movement or how he's handling things. I think this is something that we need to definitely address one day because what's going on a constant basis, that, you know, the sway of the community, the world leaders of the world people, the people of the world is, believe it or not, because during the pandemic, and we're going to start by saying this, during the pandemic, we had an increase of conversions to Islamic beliefs during the corona. The major part of the corona, and it was a big, heavy conversions. I mean, every time you turn your TikTok on, or if you looked at it, someone's making the shahada to convert to Islam. So, and for those who do not know that's listening, a shahada is when you convert and you recite in front of witnesses that you are a Muslim and you believe in Islam. That's the simple quote. But the increase is so high lately that, you know, that the number for conversion, which is, you know, 1-800-Y-ISLAM, their calls are backed up. They can't even answer all the calls. And then they're putting listings out for mentors. It's like they're going to have to stop paying the mentors because the mentors are working full time now as mentors. You know, and it's crazy, but. But get to back to the what we're talking about. Since the increase in Islamic beliefs has happened during the summertime, we, you know, more people are starting to see Palestine as a victim and then Israel as a victim. Yes, we believe, we understand, we sympathize with those who dealt with the Nazis in Germany and the concentration camps and everything like that. We're not trying to put that down, that situation. But, you know, we also have to remember that there's, you know, there's those who advantage of that belief and abused it, that position. So, you know, because, yes, the Pharaoh did beat you. Pharaoh whooped you and didn't hurt you. And then you had to deal with other atrocities over the years. But we have to also look at understanding that, you know, there's people that were falsely represented the community or the Ummah and came along and there was a betrayal that happened and became a deep-seated betrayal. But my point today is, you know, because of these uprisings, and whether it's the United States or it's Israel or it's Palestine, we need to be able to understand that, you know, it's necessary for us to, you know, to try to work through these issues diplomatically, and where we can function as one world. You're bombing a holy city, you're bombing a holy mosque, you're bombing a holy site where God once stood, or Jesus must once walk, and you're doing this out of anger and without justification. You can't impose restrictions on any man or any woman. We must be able to work as one unison. Because if we do not work as one unison, we are just causing more destruction inner ourselves as well as outer side and outer the community. I'm constantly seeing that, and it's something that we need to definitely look at today. But beyond that, that's it.
Yeah, man. And also, man, June ushered in two important things that we're observing this month. I mean, one, it is Pride Month, and the other thing that we have, it is African American or Black Music Month. So do your searching, play some of those old streams, pay some of your old legends that are still around, help them with their royalties by spinning their records.
That Barry White time.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's that Barry White
there you
time.
Go.
It's that Barry White. I'm playing that. And then, you know, what is, I'm going to ask you, everybody, what is Pride Month? I mean, Pride Month for what? Is it gay pride? Is it transsexual pride? What is Pride Month, really? Think about that.
It's all of that. Celebrating that community, the transgender, the LGBT community, all of that. So, with all those colors, however you want to identify, that's what Pride is about.
Well, you know, we have to. I think it's Pride. It's good to have that kind of momentum. You know, I mean, I know San Francisco. All shout out to San Francisco out there. I see you. We hear you. But you know, we just want to make it to let everybody understand that you know, to have Pride is one thing, but believe it or not, pride is also considered a sin. I just want to put that out there a little bit. You know, too much pride is absent. A good balance is the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to have balance, you know, and that's not to knock anybody in their belief or any of that, or if they, it's just to say, you know, you got to keep a balance, because you know what? Some people will be jealous and envy of you when you have too much pride. They will take that situation and they will definitely use that position of pride against you and say, see what he's doing, see what he's doing. You know, it just, if people become petty with that. So, you know, as far as an anniversary for the Black community, when dealing with the Tulsa issue, I think that, you know, Black Wall Street is still alive, even though it's been out there. But we've tried. I think our community, the Black community, has definitely has tried to rebuild it. I mean, you got a website now that's for the Black community called Black Wall Street. You got a couple of them. You got group pages, Black Wall Street. You got programs that's based off of Black community. Now, if you are, and I hope everybody on here, let everybody know, so you know, y'all should try this too, Tony, Sophia, you should all try to sign up for the MBA, Major Black Association. They giving out real good discounts. I'm talking about 50% off on your flight. That same flight, like for a flight from Maine to California, what's going to cost me $1,200. Here's how much I'm going to be paying everybody when I go out there. It's going to be like $600 for the same flight.
Oh, wow.
And what's the official website again? MBA what?
Yeah, MBA. Hold on a second. I got the picture right here with everything in it. Yeah, it's National Black Business, yeah, National Black Associations, Inc. Yeah, so they, what they do is they give you, you get a membership card and everything like that. So if you're a black-owned business and you have, it's the National, NBA Association, Inc. So just type in National Black NBA Association, Inc. and on your Google search and sign up for a membership, because what they do, and they give discounts to members, like they have funding to grant writing programs that you can be able to do for first-time businesses, allowing you to give you resources that you may not have had before. There's mentorship, too, from other black celebrities or that come into the program that will mentor you. They'll give you all kinds of resources to that you might need to help your business, further your business. And basically, it's basically, they're giving like flights discounts, hotel discounts. I mean, there is major discounts out there. They're giving it. They just hit now. They got some kind of jet flight program or something. They just hit me with saying that if you come to Chicago, you get a 4-star, 5-star deal and breakfast networking meeting or something. And it's
that's
worth
nice.
About, yeah. And it's like you show up there, you get the full breakfast, massage, everything, all up in Chicago. Everything, and like a discounted for members is like $200. The real price is like $800, but they doing
okay.
it because
yeah.
of the, yeah, yeah. So
I'll
definitely
be sure to
more.
Check that out.
Yeah, yeah. So you know that's another resource that we talked about. Like you said, but you know it's my main thing is this. Yeah, we have done a lot to try to rebuild Tulsa. And to rebuild the image of Black Wall Street, but it's not, I guess we're not feeling it to a point that we can see it. Because you remember, people always like to, if they can see it, they believe it. If they can touch it, they believe it. If they can hear it for themselves, they believe it. But if, you know, what we're doing is we're seeing something, but we're not seeing a whole picture. So, you know, because we're not seeing the whole picture, we're still fighting for something that, believe it or not, we have already made efforts to rebuild.
True.
I remember when I was 21, and I got this big red book, and it's called Black Wall Street. And it was showing me, just giving me the story excerpts of what happened Black Wall Street, what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, how it happened. And, you know, this is just crazy. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that basically we need to understand that, you know, we've taken the hits, but we always come back as a people. And until we realize
Absolutely.
That, because, you know what I'm saying, look at, seriously, I mean, you know, they beat my dad. I never told those stories, but my dad, they try to beat him with his business. So what they would do is my dad would get a contract, right, for a TV repair business, all right, to do a contract, major contract. So my dad would literally have to fight by not telling his customers that he's black. So, you know, and so he would say, I'm sending a representative right now. Now, they thinking because my father's last name was Green, they thought it was short for Greenberg, or Green, you know, was a Jewish man, a white man. So when they see this black man show up, they would see the black man show up and thinking he's just the worker for the guy, Mr. Green. But in reality, my dad was the actual owner of the business, and he would do this for as long as Jim Crow or segregation would happen within his business. He had to do it, it worked. See, that's how you fight back. You have to use the tools that's in front of you, and if you don't use the tools, then you know what? You're just gonna blow into the dust. And we have, in today's society, we've fought back. We use the tools, but we need the whole community to see that we have progressed. Not everybody's doing it. And some people are just waking up, too. So, you know, quote, what happened was that, what was the name of that movie with Spike Lee and I'm talking about, wake up, you know, Lawrence Fishburne.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing. Yeah, do the right thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, at the end of your, wake up. It was time to give you a message. Listen, it's time to wake up. And guess what? Some of us are just now waking up. And for all those who are listening that have woken up, good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening.
And that
good
is
morning.
This week's news.
Yeah.
Week's news that we're kicking off with. And party people, I don't want to be rude. This is Tone. I want all of y'all to know what's going on because you're listening in the background. I am checking out after I've delivered the news this week, and I'll be back next week for you guys.
All right.
Peace.
All right, Brother Tone. All right, right. Okay, everybody. Listen up. Just wanted to check it up with you and just chat it up a little bit. Sister Sophia, what's been going on with you? What's popping?
Just business going on, working on content, courses, and all of that. So the same old for me, but I was looking forward to today's topic, I mean, conversation today, because I think we were doing a continuation of last week, right?
Right. We're doing a little bit of continuation where we talked about more of, you know, what's been going on and everything. But more or less, we're just trying to basically just reach out to people because we want people to call us today. We want to hear what the people got to say. So you all know
okay.
the number.
Okay.
Anyway. You know, but, you know, beyond that, I mean, what you got, any special courses coming up? Now, everybody knows, if you want to get Sister Sophia, don't forget to download the app, and you'll get notification on how to log into her classes and everything, all the programs right there. It's all in the app, and it'll get your notification every day when you find out what's going on with her and therefore. So,
mm-hmm.
So without further ado, sister, I want to say, listen, it's been great working with you, you know, and I think every time we come on here, we get surprises from you. So I appreciate everything you've been doing. But beyond that, what kind of courses are you working on now?
Well, the newest one that should be finalized next week is going to be Ignite You. So normally, my focus is on people that have gone through a breakup, a divorce, or struggling with a broken mindset. I help them become unbreakable, but it's just not for people that the course that I'm working on now is not going to be just for if you've experienced a breakup or a divorce. So if you just have a broken mindset, you are stagnant right now, you don't know what to do, you're unmotivated, I'm also helping those people tap into their authentic destiny and become an unbreakable also. So that one is going to be called Unbreakable. So that should be out within the next couple of weeks. So it's an amazing course, a huge self-deep dive where you're pulling out things that actually you need to address that's going to help you move forward in your life.
Okay. All right. I also wanted to invite you all out to let everybody know that don't forget June 20th, if you're in Maine area, please come on out because we are having a Fatherhood Bowling Night. The National Saving Fatherhood, who is, believe it or not, sponsors our programming, is, believe it or not, today they are having a bowl-a-rama. Fatherhood Bowl-a-rama at the Bowl-a-rama in Sanford, Maine. Yeah, and it's only $15. So all the food you can eat, all the drink you can drink.
Ooh.
Yep. And 2 hours worth of 2 hours worth of bowling, and on top of that, and guess who we have for a celebrity? I'm making an executive announcement. Love Daddy will be in the building live and direct. Now, if all you don't know, Love Daddy is the mascot for the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation. Now, he usually doesn't make appearances, but he will be there live and direct, ready to sign autographs and sign shirts and everything like that.
Wow.
So, you know, and he will be there live for you. So definitely want to tune in, you know. And I know he definitely hyped up about coming out. So I've been trying to hold him down. He acts a little anxious. He's always busy, but you know, dads are always busy. So he's keeping himself there. So you know, today I think what it is today we're just going over a little bit of announcement today and basically do a little bit of news and talk about that and broaden. But I think what we do today is we're going to cut it short today because, you know, one, I have to go see my sister today. I didn't even think about it, but she called me and said, are you coming? And I said, uh-oh. I got to be a good baby brother, so I'm coming. So, sis, I'm coming to see you. All right. But beyond that, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to y'all. And don't forget, everybody, you know, we love you, the Powerhouse Squad. Every week we're coming in. We're trying to give you the best content. Hopefully we gave you something today. And if not, then you know what? We're sorry about that. But, you know, we tune in next week, all right? Remember, my name is Brother Alfred. This is Sister Sophia. And we're the Powerhouse Squad. And we want to say thank you for listening to us today. And I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
The hits just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad of radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct.
Sophia Alexandria.
I am in the house. What's going on?
And Brother Al.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject.
Powerhouse Squad has left the building. Good night, folks.